So tonight you're going to make a faith statement and you're going to say, Lord, I believe you with me. Come, let's pray together and just repeat after me. Dear Lord God, we believe that you are with us right now as my breath gives me life. So you give me life. You are more than able to strengthen my life to live for you. You are my provider. In Jesus' name. Amen. Do you believe that? Let's give God a hand. Hallelujah. Amen. Come, let us take our seats. Praise the Here. Man, it's so exciting, eh? Praise the Lord. I'm excited. I'm excited about the word I'm going to be sharing with you tonight. And just so my lekker. It's lekker me here to dien, man. Praise the Here for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Exciting times. We're entering the exciting times of our world. I've said it how many times? I didn't think it, in my time while I was alive on planet Earth, that I would see the prophetic word being fulfilled to the preparation of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. All I want to say, Christians, we have a great responsibility. And you know what that is? That is, we will go and tell the world that Jesus lives. But to be able to do that, you've got to live like you believe Jesus is alive. Amen. So bless the Lord. It's so good to have you here. Our visitors visiting us. So good to have my Yero here tonight for a change. He hasn't been here since December. So I don't know. Brindley, just love you, my boy. So good to have you with us tonight. He's been quite busy with his COVID stories. To hell with COVID in Jesus' name. I just thought I'd mention that. And Gary. And I've just forgotten your precious bookies. Sorry? Sandra. Natasha. Nochiana. Yes, we got a few of them in our church. So good to have you guys with us, man. Praise God. When I look at him, I get such awesome memories. We've had some amazing times together riding for the sun. What a precious man. Praise God. Are you ready to receive a word tonight? I really just believe as I was singing and worshiping and talking to God about what I know I'm going to share with you, it's like almost God just said, faith will arise in the midst of the congregation tonight. So I really believe that God is here, our provider, God with us, is going to do something very special. And on that special note, I just want to welcome all our media people that are listening. Praise God. May God, his sweet anointing which we experience in his presence here, flow over to wherever you're listening to it now or watching this message. So we've been looking at, and it's the third part in the series already, stress is a part of life. Who believes that, eh? Stress is a part of life. I don't think there's any one of you sitting here that don't know the answer is true to that. So last week we spoke about stress is predictable. Stress is predictable. We know it's going to happen. It's not if it happens, it's when it happens. So we looked at that last week, and if you haven't listened to it, just go on to Bikers Church YouTube and you'll find it over there. But tonight I want to bring another emphasis on this, and I think it's important. And you'll notice as we go through all this, I've been using the letter P to talk about all of these series. So we spoke about stress being predictable last week. Tonight I want to talk to you about stress is problematic. Anybody know that in your life? That stress can be really problematic. That word problematic is a very interesting word. It means it will be difficult, it will be hard, and I love the other word that the dictionary uses, it will be thorny. So like a doring draad. Can I blow doring draad now? So like a doring boss. It can be doring. Making great mental demands. Who knows that stress? And you know, when we talk about stress, we're just putting everything in one bucket and we call in the bucket stress, and that's what I'm talking about. But stress is really the hardships you go through, the trials we go through, the temptations we go through, the heartache, the pain, the misery, the many things that affect our lives. So we just generically call it stress. But stress is problematic. So James turns around to the church and he says, this is really amazing. He says, my brethren, and I'm just using one of the other versions to share something specific with you. But he says, my brethren, he says, count it all joy. Say with me, all joy. He says, count it all joy. And listen to this. It's amazing this. I love this translation. When you fall into various trials. You see, the problem with most of us, on sini eindelijk de gat nie. And we fall in a gat. And of course, when I read that, there's a poem that I used years ago over here. And I had to Google and find and look for it. Eventually, I found it. And I want you to listen to this because this thing will take you on a journey. And it's so typical our lives. When I say stress is problematic. And then James says, when you fall into various trials. Just listen to this. This is a poem. It's called The Hole in My Sidewalk. And we need to get to volume 5 or chapter 5 in this story. But listen to chapter 1, says this, I walk down the street, there's a deep hole in the sidewalk, I fall into it, I'm lost, I'm helpless, it's my fault, it takes forever to find my way out of this gat. Isn't that a little bit like stresses? Chapter 2, I walk down the same street, there's a deep hole in the sidewalk, I pretend I don't see it, but you know what, I fall into it again. I can't believe it. I'm in the same place. But it's my fault. It still takes me a long time to get out of it. Chapter 3. I walk down the same street, and there's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it there, and I still fall into it. It's becoming a habit with me. My eyes are open. I know where I am now, and it's my fault, and I get out immediately. Chapter 4. I walk down the same street. Hello. Valeria earlier. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk, but I walk around the hole. Chapter 5. I walk down another street. Guess what? If he did that in chapter 2, he wouldn't have a long story to tell about his mistakes. You know how many of us miss chapter 5 in our lives? Stress can be very problematic. Trials and stress, they bring are very predictable, and we spoke about that last week. But also, we will encounter them, and when we encounter these things, they become problematic in our lives. And for many people, it can be one of our worst enemies. It's ruined many lives and many relationships, this thing called stress in many lives. Stress hurts, let me just say it, and it's unpleasant, but it costs people their health and their happiness. So the great wise Solomon, or Soliboy, who went through some really tough stuff in his life, but he was a very wise man, and he wrote these words, very powerful. He said this, like a city whose walls are broken through. Why do you think in the old days they used to build these city, massive walls around them for a protection, so that the enemy couldn't get in? But here he's saying, like a city, no, vergelijk het, met a city. What's the one say? A city, a stad. No, there's no stad. Like a city, let's stick to English, it's easier. Like a city whose walls are broken, these walls are broken through, and he compares it to this, is a person who lacks, here's the word, self-control. You see, with a lack of self-control, I don't care who you are, you're open to the enemy's attack on your life. It is an absolute fact of life. We all have to take self-control of our lives, because when we face trials and hardships, because if we don't, let me just say this, you're going to live a defeated life. Whether you want to or not, you will live it. Because if there's no self-control, you open a door for the enemy over your life. And the only, you know, God said, I did not give you a spirit of fear, I did give you a spirit, but the spirit I gave you is the spirit of love. Amen. Sound mind, self-control, no fear. That's the spirit that God did give us, and we need to understand that. Yet James comes and he considers and he says to us, listen to this, various trials are to be all joy. And you know, I said it last week, our understanding is when you bypass trials, then you must be lucky happy. But when the trials come, then you're lucky miserable. And he's saying quite the contrary. And next week we're going to look at that. Stress is paradoxical. And is nie paradoxicals nie, or whatever you call that. Maar ek sal die regte woord vir julle volgende week bring. Wragtig. But it's die woord. He says various trials are to be all joy. Listen, so I'm going through trials. When I look at my trials, they need to be, say all joy. That's exactly what he's saying to us. They need to be all joy. Because he uses this term, various trials. You can go look this up. It's an interesting word in Greek because the Greek word for various trials means, here's my Greek, my best Greek, I'm going to give it to you right now. Hold this, hold your seats, fast. Poiokilios. The trials, the various trials you're going through, he says, poiokilos, all joy. Have you noticed I'm not quite Greek? Ek sê mense kan al die tale praat, behalwe Grieks, en alles is Grieks vir my. That term is interesting. This phrase can literally be translated. That's what this word means. Many colored trials. Laat ek in Afrikaans sê. Menigvuldige, gekleurde beproewinge. Because somebody listened to this and think we're being racialistic, yeah. Many colored trials. That's why I said in Afrikaans. Listen, James knew that not all trials are alike, and how we react to them and how we react to stress is going to differ from every one of us handles stress differently. But I want to remind you that stress is problematic. So if he calls them many colored trials, just listen to this, and I want you, as you'll hear this word right now in the next few minutes, I want you to think a little bit and say, what color, many colored trials am I? How do I handle my many colored trials? Because I want to give you a few colored trials here tonight. Listen, some people's response to stress may be purple. Are you a purple stressor? In other words, you allow stress to beat you up that you end up bruised and battered. Jy is geklap van die een stress na die ander en jy lê papsat blou geklap op die grond met jou stress. Many colored trials. There's many people that are purple, geklap met die stress. But then some responses are blue. Maybe that's you. They allow stress to lead them into a state of depression and heaviness where they feel blue. Have you met blue people? Now, I'm not talking about Smurf now, I heard that. But it's true. Some acts are blue. Jeez, you come into their presence, man, it's like, it's heavy. Some responses are nogal green. And you think this is a good one, but it's not. Because they see others seemingly living carefree. They're going through the same stuff. They also got financial trouble. They've had hurts, whatever stuff that happens in their life. And they look at people like that and they think, yes, like these folks are stress-free. And they become, listen, green with envy. Yes, me, I pray every day, I seek you, and I'm reading my Bible, and I'm trying to live a holy life. But yes, Fricky, I know he's got a couple of varkmaniere hierso. But you bless the broer, not me. Green with envy. Then there's still others with stress. And here's a big one, because I think many of you suffer with this one. Anybody read yet tonight? Yeah, you're not too sure now, nah? Because when I've said it to you, you're not going to put up your hand. But listen to this, red. Stress builds up within them. They react with anger and even rage towards those around them. Have you ever been in that place? Mana? Brought me yellow now. Well, Lucy. That's an honest chick, eh? Can I have a few more honest chicks in the house? Any more? Bushy, you're not a chick. I thought I better mention it. But how many times when you're going through stuff and you're not counting it all joy, you come home like it's not like at the work and you're stressed and you've got deadlines and you pick it out on your family. Hello. That is a multicolored stress. And yes, lekker in die rooi, my broer. Sister. Listen to this one. Then there are those who deal with stress with the color yellow. Have you seen those kind of people when they go through difficulties? They somehow retreat. They give up and they become cowardice. It is a mooi woord, cowardice. It's a lafhartigheid. Nee, mooi woord. Afrikaans is verduidelik. As jy is a lafhart. Jy's ook raak sommer offended as jy daai woord hoor. But that's what happens. And into their own little world, they crawl away, and they hope that tomorrow it will be different. And they don't pray, they don't deal with it. They just crawl like a yellow, multicolored trowels. They simply retreat. And number five, the last one. Some deal with this color as black. For these people, everything they experience becomes dark. Have you heard that? Yes, I've said it many times off this pulpit. How many people say, yes, man, slechte dinge kom in drie. Ek het nou twee slechte dinge wat, nou, ek wacht nou nog vir die derde ene. What a lot of rubbish. You give a devil a lekker handle to give you a frisk klap. You see a city that's got a hole in it, the wall. It's like a man who has no self-control. And that's what it means. You know, we can't. So where are you tonight? Can I see the blues here tonight? No, I haven't heard. Oh boy. God wants us to be a rainbow nation, dealing with these issues. James is reminding us here that many different kinds of trials and different kinds, we will have different reactions to them. And you can see that by what we've spoken about tonight. Now, some trials happen naturally. When I say they're problematic, they're going to happen, not when or if, when they happen. And some trials are natural. These natural kind of things that happen to us, they result. And here's a few things, from sickness, from accidents you might have, from disappointments in your life, or many other painful circumstances. You've probably had nothing to do with them, but not like the oak that walked down the street, saw the hole and fell in it. These are things that happen to you, you know, you lose a loved one. I mean, you didn't ask for that, but it's painful, and some of you might be sitting with that heartache. Somebody listening to me. You know, you have these things, trials that are kind of natural things that happen to us. They occur because we live in fleshly bodies in a sinful world. And you see, 1 John 5:19 says, you are of God, my little children, but the enemy, Satan, has got this world in his lap. And you see, his intent, and we'll see that just now, how he attacks and takes hold of people. And then there's other trials. You get the trials that are natural. Here's the ones that come that are supernatural in their origin. They come because we're walking by faith, because we believe in God. And it's almost like that green oak. Everybody's blessed and you're not blessed at the moment. And you're somewhat like a green with envy. Now, these are the supernatural from origin. Listen to what Peter says here. 1 Peter 4:12-13. He says, dear friends, don't be bewildered. That word bewildered means dazed or baffled. And now I'm really going to baffle you with the Afrikaans. Don't be bewildered that I understand what bewildered means in Afrikaans. It means verbysterend. Verbysterd. Jy moet by die kop bly, nie by die stert nie. Dit sê so, verbysterd. Ek het hom so gelees. Verbysterend, verby die stert. That's the manure side of the horse. You must gooi up by the good stuff. Amen. That's what God wants us to do. All joy, not all poo, verbysterend. He says, should I be saying this, lovey? I mean, my wife says no, sorry, man. Just scrap it off the video there quick. But listen what he says. Don't be bewildered or surprised when you go through fiery trials ahead. Hy praat van dinge wat nog kan en gaan gebeur, né? He says, for this is no strange, unusual thing that is going to happen to you. When you verbaas wees nie, it's problematic, it's going to happen to us. He says, don't be surprised. Why? He says, instead, be really glad. What does he say? Have joy. Say, have joy. He said, be really glad. It's the same as joy. Why? Because these trials will make you partners with Christ in his suffering. And afterwards, when you've endured and you've been steadfast and you've been focusing on him and not on your problems and falling apart and becoming green, red, yellow, purple, black. I don't know, all the other colors are rude. But anyway, when you've now gone and lost it over there, no, you don't lose it. He says, because these trials will make you partners with Christ Jesus in his suffering, because he suffered for you and I. And afterwards, you will have a wonderful joy. Praise the Here for I. Not just a joy you can have now, a wonderful joy of sharing his glory in that coming day when he is displayed. Hallelujah. You see, for whatever reason the trial comes, and whatever form the trial comes in, the stress that it causes can be problematic. Now, for our chemistry people that are here, and the medically orientated people that are listening to me, top medical aid claims and prescriptions are, listen, the top ones are for preventable diseases. You think everybody's going for real diseases that need a lot of pilla in the gorilla? No. You know what the top are caused by the following. Claims and prescriptions for preventable diseases, right, are caused mainly by stress. And listen to what they are. Excessive smoking. Have you seen when Oaks like losing it? Scott. Vasela. Nou voel ek beter. Nee man, jy gaan na Jesus toe, sê prys die Here, hallelujah Lord, count it all joy, Father. God hears you, he sees you, and the blessings begin to fall. When you suck in that little gifpyl, it's going gugus into your body and into... I just thought I'd just say that to you. Okay, and what about the next one? Is drinking of alcohol. Hey? Ja, so Olof Berg het probeer baie ons help, maar hy help nie. Daai ander broer. What about drugs? Uppers and downers, people take them to survive. Why do people get caught up in drugs? Because it does something for them. It helps them to cope in the perception of a false world. There is only one place that you can have real joy, and that is in Jesus Christ. You don't have to take that stuff. Preventable diseases. The last one is, I'm going to say this very softly, okay. Obesity. Stress-induced eating. It's like a television in the fridge. As niks in die yskas gat. 5 minutes later, you check in that fridge. Just stuff, because people do that. And you know, Jesus wants to bring deliverance into our lives. He wants to bring victory in our lives. And we need to know this. You know, when we look at the book of Job, and I want to just talk about this as we flow into the next portion of this. But we read about the trials that Job went through. And he's worth listening to the stuff this dude faced. The stress he must have gone through. You know, we can only read about it, really. Not one of us sitting here can ever imagine the stuff this brother went through. And it was so good. Because on Saturday morning, Jackie shared on Job very much what I'm going to share now, the word. But you see, he has Job, and he's just having a good time, and he's praying for his family, and his kids are out having a party, and life's good, and everything. And the devil goes up to God, he says, check your dude over here. If you take away all his stuff, you know what, there's not going to be much joy in this dude. He's going to turn around, and he's going to point a finger at you, and he's not going to like you. And so we know the story, if you go read the book of Job, that happens. But listen to this. So all of a sudden, a guy comes to Job now. This is after all his animals were lost, all his crop was lost, all his wealth was taken away. It was just his family left. Now listen to this. When suddenly a mighty wind, he's telling Job this, when a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the four corners of the house, it collapsed and they were all dead. All your children died. And I'm the only one that escaped, just to come and tell you. That was the final nail in the coffin for poor Job. I mean, it was like, bam, that was it. Can you imagine your whole family, the roof falls in them, all your animals, everything you had, you have, yet no niks meer oor nie, literally. No family, no nothing. At this, when he gets this message, the last message, Job got up, he tore his robe and he shaved his head. Then he fell down on the ground, and please listen to this, he worshipped, say worshipped. He didn't curse God, he didn't ponder, he understood the God he serves will get him through this stuff, I want to tell you, the God you serve, He is your provider. He is with you, and He will get you through what you're going through. We stress too much. I've said it how many times? What you were stressing about a year ago, you've even forgotten now. And not only that, it's never ever happened. Hoekom? Want God is goed. And so the Lord gave, he says this, He says, and naked I came in from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. Kijk, ek het niks gehad nie toe ek inkom, and I will depart with nothing. I stand here with nothing. And the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. Wat 'n wonderlike gesindheid. Man, we need a Job gesindheid. He says, in all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. Never miss this. Job did not do what? Say sin. Charging God with wrong. How many times have you charged God with wrongdoing in your life? Because He hasn't answered something. You've been praying about something and it doesn't come through yet. You start blaming God. You start pointing fingers at God. Amen. Not you guys, maybe the folks that are listening on the thing. All this Job did not sin by charging God with the wrongdoing. And like this isn't enough. Eh? He's really trusting God. Now his trust even goes to a deeper depth. Listen to this. His wife, I ask you, says to him, are you still holding on to your integrity, Job? Curse God and die. What kind of advice is that? Wives, never give your husbands advice like that. But if your wife does say that to you one day, reply like Job did. He says, you're talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? What an attitude. You know what? James, while he's writing to the church, and this whole message of the book of James to the church that have been scattered, that are going through tough stuff, you know what? He calls on Job as a reminder. Listen to what he says here in James 5:11. He says, as you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. Die Bybel is vol van volharding, full of persevering and steadfastness and endurance. The Bible is full of it. And He reminds us. He says, we consider blessed those who persevere. Isn't it true? When you know somebody's going through stuff, but he's still serving the Lord, that he's still positive, that he still talks victory, that he still talks God is his answer. Isn't it lekker? We call those folks what? Blessed. Are you blessed? Do you do that? He says he calls those people blessed. Then he says, have you heard of Job's perseverance? Oh my goodness me. We've just read about Job's perseverance. And have seen what the Lord finally brought about for Job. Why? Because he persevered. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. If we look at Job's end, because, listen church, of counting it, all joy. And here's the wonderful thing. Job 42 verse 12, the A portion. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life, listen, more than his first. Kijk, hy was a ryk man. He had everything. People looked up at him. He lost everything. But you know what? Because of his faithfulness, God came and he blessed him. I mean, how much more did the man need? But God blessed him with more than he had when he started. What was the key, church? There was joy and perseverance in his life. For as much as stress can be problematic, it also can be of an incredible great advantage in our lives if we let it. Our spiritual growth and our spiritual development, it will grow if we work through this stuff like Job worked through it. If you're willing to allow yourself to trust God to fulfill His promises, because He wants to fulfill His promises to you in His word, you'll get through every trial, not some, every trial victoriously. Amen? Trials and hardships and difficulties, they're like seasons. Listen to me. They don't last forever. Amen? Aren't you happy? So the few of you sitting just cooling off a bit. And you're thinking, Here, laat die winter kom. Who knows? Soon you're gonna say,
Here, stuur die somer.
Who knows that the summer is going to come? Because we have seasons. And let me tell you what's happening to you right now is a season in your life. It is not your life. I know it feels like it right now, but it's a season in your life. It is. Listen to this phrase that's used over and over in the Bible. And I want to encourage you with these words. Listen to what the word is. It came to pass. It came to pass. This too shall pass. Whatever you're going through. Stress might be problematic, but let me tell you, you can use it to the goodness of the glory of God in your life. Amen? It came to pass. And I want to remind you as I close off tonight before we take communion. James 1 verse 2 says this. Consider it wholly joyful. Say with me, wholly joyful. It's not so for the Afrikaans a God blijdskap. It's a holy. It's volkome. Volkome blij. I just realized I could mess up here in Afrikaans and English. I must really stick to English. James 1 verse 2 says this. Consider it holy joy for my brethren. Whenever, say whenever, you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. What must you do? Count it holy joyful. Because of Jesus, you and I can overcome. Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. We're going to flow straight into the communion. That doesn't mean you must go into neutral gear now and just switch off. I want to read this to you because this is such a powerful piece of scripture here in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, from verse, where are we now? 15. He said, for we do not have a high priest. We don't have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. Our high priest, Jesus, who went before us, the lamb that was slain, the sacrifice that was accepted by God for you and I. He says, we don't have a high priest who's unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way. Say every way. Our high priest, Jesus Christ, was tempted in every way, just as we are. Yet he was without sin. The only difference how he was born. We were born in the sinful Adamic race. Jesus was born by the Spirit of God. That made the difference. But he was man like you and I. Hy sê, toe hy gekap teen 'n rots, en ek dink nie hy wou slegte woord sê nie. Hy was 'n carpenter, ek seker het hom self raak gesny so af en toe, en gesê, Isha, hy het nie die ander goed gebruik wat julle gebruik nie. But he went through tough stuff. He was tempted. There was all sorts of stuff that came to Jesus. But listen to this. Because of that, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence. Ons kan God benader na die troon van genade, he says, so that we may receive mercy and find grace. Yeah, this is the key to help us in our time of need. Isn't that fantastic? The Savior that we serve, the Savior that we love, is the one who made a way for us. Amen. I just want to read the scripture quickly over here for us. I'm going to get back to Hebrews here quickly before I read that. Hebrews. Where's here? Hebrews 13. That's in my Bible here. Hebrews 13. Guess my Bible's falling apart. It's a good sign. Okay. Here it is. Paul writing, and he says this. We're going to go into communion. Not forgetting what you've heard tonight. Count it holy joyful, brothers, when you go through tough stuff. And the only reason I can stand on this pulpit and I have nothing to say if some of God's truth has not come out to you tonight. Because then you've just heard a man talk. But I pray that the Holy Spirit has spoken and encouraged your heart to say, I can do this. This too will pass. It came to pass. And the only reason I tell you that I can say that to you today is because of what I'm going to read right now. Paul says, for I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, this is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. His body that was broken for us so that we can walk whole. Holy joyful. Isn't that fantastic? And then this is what he says. This is my body which broke. Then he says, In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup and he says, the cup is the new covenant. We're not in the old covenant anymore. We're in a new covenant. And we come into this new covenant, how? By the blood of Jesus. He says, do this when you drink this cup. Whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. Hebrews 13, verse 20 and 21 is such a beautiful portion of scripture. Listen to what it says here. If I can get there. He says, may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. Hey, he's our great shepherd of the sheep. That's Jesus, eh? And he says, who brought back from the dead the Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. He says, that he might, and listen to this, and that is my prayer over us as we take communion tonight. And this is my prayer for you tonight, that he might equip you with everything good for doing his will. Everything good and equipping you to do his will for his good. And that he may work in you what is pleasing to him. Work in you what's pleasing to him. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. What a wonderful promise that God will work in us the strength to overcome. When you take that cup tonight, I want you to thank the Lord. I want you to repent of unfaithfulness. I want you to repent of dissing God and blaming God and looking at your circumstances and not looking to the one who can get you through it. I want you to let faith arise tonight in your heart. So before you take his body and you take the blood of the new covenant and you take it into you, say, Lord, tonight I just thank you that you've made it possible, because today we celebrate and Jesus says that this is what we must do until he comes back one day. Why does he say we must do this? You know why? So that we will do what? Remember. Say with me, remember. Ons moet onthou vanaand wat hy vir ons gedoen het. Ons is meer as oorwinnaars. So when I take the cup and I take the communion, take the bread and the cup, I can say, you know what, Lord? Thank you. I take this tonight. I humble myself before you, Lord, and I ask you to forgive me where I've been unfaithful and not trusting you. What a time to come back to God, to remember him and thank him for the victory that you're going to have in and through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Does that make sense, guys? We've prepared a table at the back on the coffee bar there. We've got the table here and the table here. If you want to do is come move forward. We're just going to play some background music. Once you sit down or you stand or lie or do whatever you want to. But this is your moment. This is not the table of the Bikers Church. This is the Lord's table presented to each one of us. So all of us in neutral gear tonight, nobody's better than anyone. We come here tonight and we humble ourselves before the one who went before us. And the Bible says we can come boldly to his throne of grace in our time of need. If you have need for strength in some area of your life, thank him that he's made a way for you to be able to touch his garment and be changed by Jesus. Amen. Just enjoy his presence right now. Father, we thank you for your body that was broken for us. We thank you for the blood of your new covenant. Thank you, Lord, as we take your body that was broken, we're reminded. We take your blood that flowed for the forgiveness of our sins. And we have a new covenant. And we thank you for that tonight. May your grace be upon us as we remember. And you say we must remember. Every time we take this, we remember. And we remember it, Lord, to give us strength, to enable us. I just pray right now, Lord, the anointing of your Holy Spirit to come upon each and every one as we take this wonderful promise that you've given us of your body and your blood. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to remind you that the Bible says in Nehemiah 8 verse 10b, it says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Die blydskap van die Here is jou beskutting. Isn't that fantastic? You want to walk strong? Walk in joy. See, you can't separate joy from your connection with God. If you want real joy, you need to be connected to God. Praise the Lord. Amen.